Neil Winder of Lycoming County comes from generations of firefighters. From his grandfathers to his sons, his destiny was to be a first responder. He represents the Muncie Area Mutual Aid Association, or MAMA, a nonprofit organization to help regional firefighters hone their responding skills and be ready for the next fire emergency. Neil Winder takes the story from here.
The Muncie Area Mutual Aid Association was formed the last Thursday in March of 1965, which was the 25th of March, in cooperation with 9 original fire departments in eastern and southern Lycoming counties. At this time, those fire chiefs that were involved have passed away, but we still have a very strong organization with the 9 original members, plus we have the original 2 associate members were Independent in South Williamsport and Loyal Sock Volunteer Fire Company outside of Williamsport. Since then, we have had the Sullivan County Fire Department, which is made up of 9 departments up there that are involved. We have other ones in Northumberland County as well. And we all work together. We need to. We need each other in the fire service. One company cannot do it by themselves. No doubt about that.
You have very specialized training. Tell us exactly what your organization does.
We have a fire training weekend that we put together back 40, 41 years ago. We use the East Lycoming School District building in Hughesville for our classroom portion of the weekend. And then we use our training grounds and other outreach places that have buildings that we're able to use to get these people up to snuff on their training. It works out really well with the cooperation of everybody. We go to the Lycoming County landfill. There's a couple classes that are held out there at their property with engine company. It teaches people how to use and work their fire trucks, their pumps, and that kind of thing. They have a few houses out there that we have used for the last, oh gosh, probably 5 years anyway. Most everything is held at the school on Saturday, and then Sunday, everybody's out into the field to do their work included with the class.
Do you have different instructors that you call upon to teach different disciplines of firefighting training?
Some of the instructors are from over around your area there. The Scranton Fire Chief, he's been here numerous times. A couple guys from the airport over there have been instructors. And they come from Bucks County Community College through the State Fire Academy at Lewistown. They're all certified instructors. Students get a lot of hands-on, and that's what they like about coming back.
How many students do you generally have in a class?
We have had as many as 600 students there. This year it's going to be probably around 400, and they get good expertise handed back to them. It does cost them a fee to come to this school. That is one of our major fundraisers, is the fire training weekend. And we put that money right back into our training grounds, which is opposite of Sam's Club here in Muncie Township. Our people have worked really hard over the last 40-some years with the ground that was given to us.
And how did you have to modify that land for training purposes?
There were buildings being torn down at the Lycoming County Airport. It took them a couple years to get everything down here, but then they got people in here to relay the blocks, and we have a maze building. It's like 12 by 40, I guess, and it has all kind of things that you can put, different scenarios for people crawling in holes and crawling through hallways, and all with an air pack on. And sometimes you have to take those air packs off to get through these holes and that kind of stuff, you know. If you panic, there are always the instructors are there to get you through there and that kind of thing.
You're speaking very matter-of-factly about this brotherhood of firemen that get together for this specific training, but we don't know how crucial your services are until it absolutely is necessary. So it's one thing to train, to go into the training ground and to know what you need to do and how to do it, but it's very different when you have to go into the actual blaze.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this gets you ready. We start at the bottom. It's a beginning firefighter class. It's 16 hours. that gets you on how to put your gear on, how to put an air pack on. Then you go into the Firefighter 1. There are like four modules in that. One is exterior firefighting, interior firefighting. They get through to the actual live burn. That is the fourth module. The State Fire Academy is in the process of changing things around, so it's going to be harder for these young students to get this training up to that point. It's going to change again, and I'm not sure why.
Is there any way that you get together with the divisions of the fire companies around our region, maybe to discuss some of the pending changes?
We always have a sit-down talk with the state fire commissioner and some of his staff, and we invite all the fire chiefs within the county and also Department of Public Safety, and we sit down and try to see where we're going with the training. Back in the 80s, there were 350,000 firefighters. Now, they're saying that there's only like 37,000. That's paid and volunteers. And something's going on as far as the training goes. A lot of people, they don't want to come out because they have other obligations. Some are working two and three shifts. They have families. They have other activities going on. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do as far as the fire training.
It amazes me, and it makes me admire volunteer firefighting companies all that much more. You're volunteers. You're risking your lives to put out fires to make sure other people don't get hurt. So what's the draw? I mean, have you been a firefighter your whole life? Do you come from a generation of firefighters?
Yes, I come from a generation. Both of my grandfathers were charter members of Clinton Township Volunteer Fire Department outside of Montgomery. My dad, he was a firefighter. I have uncles and cousins who have been firefighters and are still firefighters within the different departments around here. It's born into you. Sometimes you don't have the everyday run-of-the-mill kid or grown-up, as far as that goes, coming to the door and asking for an application. We need to have these younger people coming, 18, 19, 20 years old, or a little bit older, coming to the door and getting an application. Like I say, it's not for everyone. I'll say that right up front. A very interesting thing I seen on one of the Facebook posts here the other day, and the question was, would you be willing to go into a burning house to save someone? You'd be amazed how many people said, absolutely. And I'm one of them, and my firefighting days are over with. I'm 67 years old. I have about 54 years in it. Would I attempt to save somebody? Absolutely, because it's in my blood.
Because you've come from generations, you grew up around fathers and grandfathers going out and battling blazes. Why do you think people are not participating? Do you have any kind of an idea as to why they may not be coming out to try to help as you did?
Because of the family obligations. It could also be a financial burden on some of those people. So I think that's part of it there. And the time's a big thing. I went through it with the old guys that taught. We used to have to go to the incinerator in Williamsport. That's where they had all their classes. But now with all this specialized stuff, lithium batteries and everything that's put into a new home and that kind of stuff with the combustibles and that kind of thing, you know, things are not getting any better. You know, everything's changing every day.
Neil, what do you feel is the fate of volunteerism, especially for firefighters? You're a first responder. You've got so much responsibility as a volunteer.
I hope it doesn't fall off. The two departments that I'm involved with right now, knock on wood, we don't have that big of a problem right now with manpower and getting people to come in. What's going to happen in 10 years or so? Those younger people are all of a sudden going to have families. Now, we're lucky at Hughesville because we have a lot of young kids, my two included, that go from 19 to 36 or so. I don't anticipate anything going south at this point from our department here at Hughesville.
There's something about seeing a fireman, seeing the fireman, the fire truck. that heavy equipment that every single man and woman has to tote to go into a burning building to try to extinguish a blaze. Do you accept women on your team?
Absolutely. We do have a couple right now. We have female EMTs that run the ambulance. We do have a couple of firefighters that aren't afraid to get their nose and face dirty. Same thing down at Montgomery. We have probably 6 or 7 females down there.
I know that firefighting has been generational in your family, but what is the passion behind it? What is the passion for you to say, I'm going to volunteer to put out a fire to save a person's life? What is that force that drives you to do that?
I was put on this earth, as well as my brothers and my sons, to help other people in their time of need. And I will always do that. No ifs, ands, or buts. If my legs are moving, I'm helping somebody. I'm pretty sure that's what my boys would say as well. My wife's involved. Her dad was a former fire chief here in the village of Clarkstown for years and years and years. You know, it's just, like I say, it's in our blood. And I will do what I do till the day I die.
And your wife, because she comes from a background where she had firefighters in her family, does she still worry about you when you would go out or when your sons go out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we worry about every time that they go out on a house fire or a building fire or something like that, you know. Even getting from our house to the firehouse is about 3 miles. We live in the countryside right outside of Hughesville. You just have to worry about the boys getting to the firehouse and getting the job done and getting back home. That's the thing. We want you back home.
Has there ever been an incident where there was a blaze and unfortunately people died in that blaze? Did you ever feel that I just can't do this anymore? I don't want to do this anymore. This is just too much for me.
Well, I've had an iron gut, to put it bluntly, but I've seen a heck of a lot in my 50-some years. My first 3 months into the company at Montgomery, we had a fatal house fire. I could see the black smoke and the flames burning from my house. I knew the kids that lived there. That will always be in the back of my mind every time that pager goes off. You never know what you're getting into. Were there times that I had issues on calls? Absolutely. And we would get sent away to stress management classes and that kind of thing. We have a program here in Lycoming County that if you need a stress management team, all you do is you make a call to the county 911 center, and they will arrange to get people to your firehouse to talk about the issue and that kind of thing.
Neil, you were reading my mind, because I was going to say, this is a lot of pressure, and I mean, this is a battle for time, too. You're trying to do the most strategic thing to stay safe.
Oh, my gosh. They've had that stress management thing here. It's called Critical Incident Stress Management. CISM is what they call it. We've had that here for, oh gosh, I want to say close to 50 years anyway. You need to talk about things that happen. I mean, there were times when all I would tell my boss, I need to take my 15-minute break. I need to get out of here. I need to go for a walk around a building, you know, outside in the air. Then I come back and, you know, most times I was okay. Or I'd come home and I would vent to my wife. She knew I'd had a bad day, you know, when I came home and my mouth going faster than you can believe, you know.
She came from a background where her father was a firefighter, so she understood where you were coming from.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But the executive portion of our departments, both of them, I'm the president at Hughesville, and I'm the treasurer, past treasurer down at Montgomery, but I'm still involved down there pretty good, you know. We get things done here in Hughesville, believe me.
After having been on the front lines as a first responder for many years, what do you believe was the most significant thing that made your job worthwhile?
If we can make a difference in somebody's day, going from bad to good, we do make a difference in people's lives.
That you do, Neil. A very special thanks to Neil Winder of Lycoming County, who represents the Muncie Area Mutual Aid Association, or MAMA, a nonprofit organization helping regional firefighters hone their responding skills and braving all kinds of conditions to keep us safe. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.